glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. My guest today is Randy Atchley, director of the Adult and Teen Challenge of Greater Midwest. Thanks for joining us here on Mark and Friends. Let's start off, Randy, with a working definition. What exactly is Adult and Teen Challenge of Greater Midwest?
Well, I can give you that in one sentence. Adult and Teen Challenge here in the Greater Midwest, who we represent, is a faith-based 12-month residential addiction program for adult males and adult females 18 years and older. We have a men's center located just outside of Peoria in Pekin. We were just moved there going on 5 years now. And we have a women's center that is based in Carlinville, Illinois. And we are currently looking to relocate them up to this area. Teen Challenge itself was started in 1958 by David Wilkerson and Nikki Cruz. The flagship center was in Brooklyn, New York. And today, Teen Challenge finds itself in all 50 states, over 220 centers, and in over 118 countries around the world. So it is a global ministry that started by the vision of David Wilkerson going into the streets, the gang-infested streets in New York, trying to save those boys. And God has just blessed this ministry and changed so many lives over the years.
Yeah, I get online and I listen to some of the Teen Challenge testimonies and I just weep and I rejoice and weep at the same time. Now, Randy, you're uniquely designed to do the ministry that you're doing. Tell us about your journey.
Yes, I am a product of Teen Challenge. I went through the Teen Challenge program in Southern California, where I was raised back in the late 90s. I went through the court system. I was mandated to it, and it was because I had an 18-year, what I call on-again, off-again addiction. It started when I was 20 years old, when I got high for the first time, and over the period of the next 9 years, I ended up doing county time for various offenses and ultimately got sent to prison for one short prison stint, and then when I got out, I went about 5 years. And then I was in front of a judge again with a felony possession charge of a controlled substance. I still haven't learned my lesson. And they wanted to give me 3 years in prison. And I hired an attorney and letters of reference and sought counseling and went to Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And I threw myself at the mercy of the court because they've never offered me any type of rehabilitation. And the judge did go for it. He did give me some county time for my charges, of course. But they mandated me to the Teen Challenge program. I got in there in December of 1997, December 20th, 5 days before Christmas, and graduated a year later. Went home, went back to work for a year, and it just wasn't happening for me. And I decided I wanted to further get back to Teen Challenge and start a career with them. And I went to the Teen Challenge Ministry Institute. It's in Southgate, California, and it's a ministerial school, but also a staff training facility. And so I decided at that time, I dealt with my demons and I wanted to get out of California. You know, you can't escape the demons by leaving home. So I dealt with my addiction and put it to death. As the Apostle Paul says, put to death the misdeeds of the body. I was finally able to kill that part of my life off. And so I just wanted to relocate and start fresh. And when I graduated, my first year was with Seattle Teen Challenge. And I gave them a year commitment. I really wanted to teach and it just wasn't available there. And I knew the program director in Chicago, Pastor Roy Barnett, and I gave him a call, and that position happened to be open. So I knew God was in the works on that one. And so after my commitment was up, I moved on and went to Chicago. And 2 years later, I got credentialed as a minister. And so they moved me into the Dean of Men's slot doing pastoral counseling and worked a couple other positions in the program. And I was there a total of 4 years. The program director's position was open in Peoria, where we were located at that time, and I applied, and they brought me down for an interim for a year, and after the year, the board took the interim title off and then elevated me to executive director, and I've been down here 18 years. We formulated our new state board back in 2021. And at that time, then they voted me as executive director for Adult Teen Challenge of the Greater Midwest, overseeing the state. And so God has done nothing but bless my life through my commitment to the ministry, my faithfulness in Him, and a belief in myself of what God has done and what He can do in the lives of others. And the thing that sustains me more than anything, because as you can imagine, you know, dealing with our clientele, so to speak, you know, coming off the streets and the attics, there's a lot of attitude, and there's just a lot of stress. And then also having to raise money and then the grind dealing with the families and the donors. And as you can imagine, it's just a huge, stressful sacrifice on time and energy. But seeing these men's lives change supersedes that, and it has sustained me all these years. And my plan now, God willing, is to retire with the ministry. And about another 10 years from now, I'll give it. By that time, I'll be in my 70s. And as long as the mind and the brain and the body holds up and they'll still have me, I'm going to be here. It's the greatest, I guess you could call job, even though it's not a job, is that I could have ever been blessed by God with. So it's a commitment that God led me to back in 1997 when I walked through the doors, and I'm still here today.
I just never get tired of hearing that testimony, Randy. It just thrills me so much that you have just allowed the Holy Spirit to live and love and move through you. Give us some of the testimonies that you have been a part of and just that life change that's possible in Jesus.
Well, I can give you some short one-liners from the men that have graduated and gone on. And it's just really, these are the things that we love hearing when you run into somebody out on the streets that was a graduate and they're talking about it, or we invite them back to, you know, like our banquets, and you hear them say things like, without Teen Challenge, I wouldn't be here today. Or, you know, I thank God for Teen Challenge, and I thank Teen Challenge for God. And Teen Challenge gave me my family back. And Teen Challenge was a place where I can go where I didn't have to worry about being judged, which I really like that one, because we don't judge people coming through these doors. I mean, there's really just so many of them. I mean, there's so many stories. People coming in here that are so broken, that have nothing, and family and the world and everybody's turned their backs on them. They have nowhere to go, and they're embraced here and treated as equals. Because even us as a staff and in leadership, we don't put ourselves over them. You know, we're all the same in God's eyes, and we're all, you know, works in progress. We're just further along than they are, and that's why they rely on us to help guide them through that. But you get many of them that really will talk about the staff and how the staff was there to hear them when they were having an issue or they were struggling with something, that this staff member or that staff member, you know, talked me off the ledge. I was going to leave, or I was ready to quit. And it's just the whole thing. It just comes down to the encouragement that the staff gives them, because they need encouragement, because one thing the world does to them, it beats them down. And so, you know, they're always tired of hearing that how bad they are and that they're not going to amount to anything and that they're losers. And that's the type of stuff that they hear out there when they're using. And they come in here and then they're not hearing those things. And all of a sudden they know that wait a minute, maybe my life, maybe I do matter in this world. Maybe God does love me. And these are the things, it's more of a visual witness than what they say. But just to hear the positivity in their voice. You know, you can tell that when the Holy Spirit starts working in one of their lives.
Really is about giving them hope. And that's what I hear the Adult and Teen Challenge programming doing. Randy, walk us through the process of someone coming into your program.
You know, they don't get family visits for 30 days when they first come in. We separate them from that so we can get them focused on here. But when they get that first visit, when you see the families coming in and just the release and relief in their eyes and the joy on their faces at how well they already look cleaned up and how they're acting and responding, and the families notice it more than we do, obviously, because it's their families, but they see the difference in them when the Holy Spirit is working in their life. But again, you know, you gotta sift through all that rough baggage when they come in, you know, to get them to go to that point. But that's the beauty of the ministry, as you see that transformation taking place. And then once they reach a certain period of time with us, 7 months, which they get their requirements in from our national office. We're a part of the National Office of Teen Challenge, and there's accreditation standards for their curriculum and counseling. And once they get that in, then we start working on the transitional part of their time with us. Then schooling is made available, vocational training is available. And so what we're doing is we're preparing them for going back out into the world. They don't have a high school diploma or GED. We have GED that they have to enroll in. And so when they graduate with jobs. They have a place to stay with us until they get their feet, you know, till they're more comfortable to where they can live on their own. Many of them are married and they go back home to their wives. This is for those that aren't. But every one of them graduates over the last 3 years with a job and also with that GED if they don't have one. So what we're doing is preparing them for success on the next level. We're teaching them money management towards their last 2 months. And so what we're doing is we're helping them with that transition. But that's the progress of the student from the day they walk in to the time they graduate. And it's a huge difference in their lives, which is why we're a 12-month program. The addiction didn't happen overnight. It took time to progress, and it does take time to deal with it and distance themselves from it and then start building the confidence in them that the Lord provides for them. The Lord is the one that brings them the peace in their spirit and helps that that transition into that new life that they're going into.
Now, let's go to someone, maybe who's listening right now, and think about a situation where they have a loved one or perhaps even themselves, but let's say it's a loved one that is in the throes of addiction, and that loved one has played out all the scenarios of someone who just needs the drugs. They have, you know, perhaps stolen from the family member. They have sold things and done other things to get those drugs, and they're not in a place yet where they actually want to quit. They're still in it. So give some direction to family members and loved ones that are in this, and just give them some important steps to take while their loved one is still struggling with this.
Yes, and that's the that's always the tricky part with family, because they try and try and try, and sometimes they get frustrated not thinking they're getting through the individual. And generally, when somebody is in the throes of addiction, last thing they want to hear is family trying to tell them to clean up or get help for themselves. Ultimately, it's the power of suggestion. And the thing is, at some point in any addict's life, where they're going to have a period of time, even if it's a few days, where they don't have drugs or the alcohol and they start coming down, then they get into an emotional period right there where they're vulnerable from the addiction. And that's the time to get them to act. That's the time, the best time to talk to them, because they're feeling the results and the bad from it. And really, it's the power of suggestion. You know, I encourage the families out there to go to our website, atcgm.org, and you're going to find information on there how to deal with this. We have so much information on there, and they call it codependency. You know, the family members that are dealing with somebody in the family. There's information on there that can help you to get through this period of time. I mean, I believe there's not really one right answer for everyone out there and how to deal with their loved one, because, you know, everybody's different. You know, the addiction is always the same, but it's just a matter of trying to get through to your son or daughter on how you understand them. If you're nagging them and nagging them, they're not going to listen to you. If you confront them in a way that they're going to feel threatened or their addiction threatened, they're going to shut down and not listen either. That's why it has to be an approach that's a softer approach. They got to know that you still love them and care for them. And let me stop to say this. The main thing you should do more than anything is continue to pray for your loved one. Do not stop praying for them. Because many of these men come through here will tell you at some point, man, my mother was praying for me, my grandmother was praying for me. When you hear their testimonies, if they know you're praying for them, that's important too. But again, go to our website, atcgm.org. There's all kinds of information on there. And if you can't find what you need, give us a call. You know, our phone number is 309-673-3716. And we can help, you know, walk you through that as well. But the main thing is there's going to come parts and time or times where they're going to be vulnerable. And that's when you got to act on it. If they reach out to you, say, I'm ready for help, man, it has to be done then. And for us, you know, our process coming in, it can be the very next day. That's how quickly it can be. We do have an application process. They would have to fill out an application ahead of time. And that's it. You know, then our, depending if they got any legal issues pending, you know, we'd have to talk to parole or probation if they're on there, or if they got court cases pending, and that might delay it. But if it's a simple case, they have no legal issues pending, that they do the application and we can get them in. I mean, it's that quick, you know. So we believe that with addiction, if you wait, you're going to lose them. So, but go to that website. The application's on the website. They can call. It has to be the individual himself or herself that fills it out. It can't be family. We got to have it from them. It's a very simple application, and there's not much to it. And as long as they're honest, we can get them in, you know, by the next day if need be.
I know one thing in the story of families with an addicted loved one is that, let's say they put them in a facility, that can cost upwards to $100,000. And so they mortgage the house, they do everything they can, they throw all this money at them, they come out, and they go right back into the drugs. So I've known some families do that for someone a couple times. And so they're just burnt out, and they're thinking, I just can't, I don't have anything else to throw at that. So let's talk about the finances. What does Teen Challenge charge for this service?
Yes, and you're absolutely right on that, those secular programs. And they're 30, 60, 90 days. We're 12 months. We charge a one-time intake fee of $1,500, and that's all there is for the entire 12 months. Now, here's the key. If they cannot afford it, we do have scholarships. We've had a number of generous donors that are sponsoring the men and the women into the program. And here's the other part of that. Even if there's no sponsorships available, we will not turn anybody away because they cannot pay. That completely goes against who we are and what we believe in. If God's got them knocking on our door, then he's got them here for a reason. So we won't turn anybody away. There is a little bit of a criteria. One, if they're a sex offender, they've been convicted and they have proximity issues, because we travel, we're in churches, and we're even in parks, you know, on days off and stuff, but we would not be able to. And there's certain heavier psychotropic medications that we do not accept. So if they are on some kind of medication, call anyways and we can find out. But really, those are the only two things in our criteria. We'll accept them. I mean, that's why they're here. And that's why we're here, to help healing. You know, help the Lord heal them, obviously. We're the vessel God chooses. But $1,500, and that's it for the year. Can't afford it. We got scholarships. If there's no scholarships, we will let them in anyways.
That is just amazing. Now, to do this kind of a program, you're right, you do need heavy funding from outside. And tell us about a event that's coming up people might want to enjoy, you know, bust over there to the area. It's a golf outing that you've got planned.
Yes, we do. If you're a golfer, come on out June 7th. It's at the Metamora Fields Golf Club. If you're not too familiar with the area, it's just outside of Peoria. It's not very far. At 8 a.m., it's a Friday. So if you want to take some time off work and come out for a good cause, our information is on the website. If you go to atcgm.org, it's right there on the main page. If you scroll a little bit, or you can just click events. But the golf event's coming up. It's our fourth annual Summer Golf Classic. Come on out and have some fun. We got a hole-in-one prizes, a $25,000 prize, a $10,000 prize, and we also got one hole, Ray Dennison Chevrolet, for a 2024 Chevy Silverado for a hole-in-one. But we got lots of other prizes out there, raffles, and just a time of a luncheon afterwards at the golf course. So it'll be a great day to come on out. And even if you don't want to participate and play, come on out anyways and enjoy it. And why we're talking about it, just put these on your calendar now if you're not a golfer. October 1st at the Embassy Suites, East Peoria, will be the Peoria Men's Fall Banquet. We're bringing in Christian comedian Ken Davis this year. Post-COVID, we're bringing in good crowds between 800 and 900, so it's a good big event. Great food. The men will be singing, doing testimonies, and about 2.5 hours. It starts at 6 p.m. I'll have you out of there by 8:30. And if you're down south and like to go to the Adult and Teen Challenge Women's event, that'll be November 7th, and that's going to be at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. Since they're located in Carterville, we moved their banquet up to Springfield. Later here, probably about June, July, we'll have all that information on the website. But those are our community events that we have coming up. They're fundraising events. And keep in mind, these events, you know, the proceeds from these events go to further the work and ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge as we fight the war on drugs and take back our communities. So your support is very well accepted, needed, and appreciated. And let us do what we do by fighting this war.
Maybe someone's listening today and their heart has just really been burdened by those going through addiction and trying to recover. Do you have any kind of volunteer opportunities from people in community that would be a part of your ministry?
Now, we got the ATC Industries, which is our off-site work programs with a thrift store and you know, all kinds of stuff going on there that we could always use volunteers for as well, you know, for carpentry or demolition or cleaning or anything like that. They can always just call the center at 309-673-3716. We can find something according to your skill set as far as volunteers go.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and a big thanks to Randy Atchley. He is with the Adult and Teen Challenge of Greater Midwest, a wonderful ministry. And again, if your loved one or you're struggling with addiction, this could be a wonderful option. Maybe you'd like someone to listen to this broadcast, but they don't listen to the station. Well, you can always go online and they can listen in an MP3 format. Just go online and click on Mark and Friends. Hope you have a great day, my friend. Coming up tomorrow, it's Pastor Jason Schiffo. They've got their Bible study and they'll be sharing from the Word of God. A great time to hear the heart of those who attend the study, as well as Mark and Jason. That's coming up on Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media.